Balotzcha begins with the unique avoda that Aaron HaKohen had. By Daber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Daber El Aaron V'Yamarte Lo Balotzcha Saneros Amul Pnei Menorah Yoyir Shiva Saneros. So Rashi immediately comments, why is the Parsha Balotzcha following the dedication of the Mizbeach? I mean, logically, we would understand that. I mean, you're dedicating the, all the Kelim of the Mishkan. So you finish the Mizbeach. You, okay, so now you do the menorah. But says Rashi something else. Lomanis Mecha, Parshas HaMenorah, Parshas HaNesim, Lefik Shera Aaron, Chanukas HaNesim, Chol Shaz Daito, Shalhaim Imayim B'Chanukah, Lo Hu V'Lo Shifto, Amar Lo Kodesh Boruch Hu Chayecha, Shalcha Gidol Mishalahem, Shiat HaMadlek U'Meitiv Saneiros. So Rashi immediately quotes the Tanchuma, and he says that Aaron felt, okay, I made the golden calf, punish me. But why should you punish my Shevet? Why should Shevet Levi be excluded from the ability of consecrating the Mishkan? So Kodesh Baruch Hu right away answered him, your work is greater than their work. Your work will last in perpetuity. That you will be madlik and meitiv saneiros. So, first question you could ask is, Beis Hamikdash, when it was charev twice, there's no menorah today. Okay, we have a perpetual flame that burns in the various synagogues. But I think we want to look in Bimedaik what Rashi says, Shata madlik umeitiv saneiros, that there are two parts of lighting the candelabra. One of them is to prepare the wicks. The other is to light it. And the halacha is that Azora Karev, that a non-Kohen who comes in to make the wicks, says that there was always the same amount of oil, but they made it last exactly by the amount of wick that they put in. It was a whole avoda there. It was a whole logic to it. That if it was a very short night, like now in the summertime, they put in a big fat wick that would burn more oil. The flames would be greater. If it was cold in the middle of the winter, 15, 16-hour night, so then you had a very small wick, so that it lasted longer. So the idea was that if a czar, a karev, he lights, he gets one punishment. But if he played with the wicks, took out the old wick, put in a new, did all that, there was a big punishment for that kares, I believe, if I'm recalling correctly. So we see that there's a job that the Kohen had to do. That the avoda of the Kohen was greater than the avoda of the rest of the Klal Yisrael. Why? Because his job was to cause the wicks, the menorah, to burn. And that idea was the avoda of the Kohen. What did the Kohen do? What did the Levim do? They taught Klal Yisrael Torah. If there was, God forbid, was a sota, if there was, God forbid, was a mitzora, the Kohen had a job to do, and that was to bring Kedusha to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So, and I want to say that that was really the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Aaron HaKohen, that she'ata madlik u'meitiv saneiros, it means that we are enlightened by the Kohen, that the Kohen, the job of the Kohen is to show love to the Jewish people, to bring them all closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think this is what Rashi is really teaching us, is that the real job of the Kohen is not just to light the lights of the candles of the lamps of the menorah, but it's to inspire and enlighten each and every one of us, so that we can become the Mishkan that we're supposed to be, so we should become the repository for the Shekhinah, and for Kodesh Baruch Hu.